Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. Today, we're going to continue our discussion about creating abundance in our lives. And together, we're going to focus on transmuting poverty consciousness. This is a vitally important time on the planet, and the greatest need of the hour is for awakening light workers to become financially free so that we can fulfill our divine plans and accomplish what it is that we've come to this planet to do. In response to the myriad invocations of literally millions of light workers all over the world, the light of our Father, Mother, God is increasing. And as it does, it enters the core of purity that is pulsating in every electron of energy, including every electron that's manifesting as poverty, lack, or limitation. Every electron of energy that's based in greed, corruption, selfishness, and the abuse of power is being pushed to the surface so that it can be healed and transmuted back into light. Our responsibility as light workers is to clear away these obsolete patterns that no longer serve our highest good and are not associated in any way with the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which has recently been birthed into the fifth dimension. What is necessary is that we open up to the patterns of perfection and realign with our divine birthright, which is God's infinite abundance. As you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're co-creating a force field of light that is serving as an open door through which the light of God will increase and flow to bless all humanity and all life on this planet. Remember, the abundance of God is our divine birthright as sons and daughters of God. We are not the fear-based, fragmented aspects of our personality that we've always called our human ego. But we are all beloved and powerful children of God. And the divine truth is that we are one with all life, and that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. So during this hour, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or whether you're listening to our radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times, 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God reality, and by the assistance of the company of heaven, which is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to assist each and every one of us. All we have to do is ask for that divine intervention. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Affirm from the core of your being, I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of every person on earth, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment at this time. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity within your heart. This divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every other person evolving on this planet. power and might of God's transfiguring divine love, flowing from heart flame to heart flame, is forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love is spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God, charged with the infinite flow of God's abundance, will flow on this sacred and holy day through our heart flames to transform the earth, all of her people, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, the nature kingdom, transforming every particle of life into the immaculate concept of the patterns of perfection for the new earth that are now flowing in through and around the mental and emotional strata of this planet, awaiting humanity's consciousness so that we can magnetize these patterns and project them through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings into our everyday life experiences, transforming this planet into the patterns of perfection for the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. So let's talk about the divine intervention that is standing in readiness through the entire company of heaven, awaiting the opportunity to manifest in our everyday life experiences. First of all, in order for us to eliminate poverty in our lives, we must release and transmute all of the etheric records and memories from all time frames and dimensions that vibrate with any level of poverty consciousness. This includes fear, greed, corruption, the abuse of power, and all of the things we've ever experienced which reflect the imbalance and fear of our lower human ego and a lack of the awareness of the infinite abundance of God. Once we transmute these negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, memories, and beliefs from our past life experiences, we must then create a new etheric blueprint that's vibrating with prosperity consciousness. And we must reprogram that blueprint into every level of our minds, our emotions, our actions, and our beliefs. Because of the need of the hour and the importance of this moment on earth, God and the legions of light who abide in the heavenly realms to do God's will have evaluated humanity's greatest need. It has been determined that even the illumined souls on the planet have far too many records of poverty consciousness and lack and limitation in their lives in order to move forward quickly into the infinite flow of God's abundance. Consequently, the company of heaven, through our invitation, is volunteering to assist us in profound and unprecedented ways to develop prosperity consciousness. It has been decreed by cosmic law that divine intervention is necessary and that we are being granted the greatest assistance that's ever been rendered to the sons and daughters of God. The light on the planet has been expanding daily and hourly for several decades, but at a greatly accelerated pace since the shift of the ages, which took place during the December solstice in 2012. through the unified efforts of millions of awakened light beings that are evolving on this planet and who have joined together in consciousness for global meditations invoking world peace, planetary healing, and prosperity. A planetary security system has been formed. This system expands from the heart center of each human being and flows into the heart center of every other human being and into the heart center of the company of heaven. This light, flowing from heart plane to heart plane, vibrating with prosperity consciousness, world peace, and planetary healing, has been anchored deep within Earth's crystal grid system. Now, Earth's crystal grid system is identical to the acupuncture meridians that flow through our body. The crystal grid system is the system through which the light of God flows through the body of Mother Earth, sustaining life on this planet. This has caused the vibratory rate of the planet to increase by leaps and bounds, literally the maximum that cosmic law will allow in every 24-hour period. Whenever large numbers of souls volunteer to selflessly expand the light of the world, special cosmic dispensations are granted, and additional amounts of light from the heart of God are released to balance humanity's efforts. The additional allotment of energy is always released into the world in a way that will fulfill humanity's greatest need of the hour. It has been determined by our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven that the greatest need of the hour at this moment is the elimination of poverty and the activation of the flow of abundance into the lives of awakening light workers on this planet. The illumined souls who are truly striving to improve the quality of life on the planet often consider poverty a virtue because of the etheric records we have from the past and our distorted belief that somehow poverty is a virtue. This is creating a very difficult challenge. With the increased influx of light, the illumined souls are awakening, and we are all learning to reach into the divine mind of God, and as we do, we tap into the wisdom that is revealing viable solutions to all of the world's problems. But often we don't have the financial sustenance to bring those glorious ideas into physical reality. As we awaken, we begin to perceive the magnitude of our purpose and our reason for being. We understand that we are here to love life free and to help transform this planet back into her divine heritage, the patterns of perfection for the new earth. As the divine ideas from the mind of God flow into our consciousness, we are recognizing ways and means of developing tangible alternatives to our present course of action, which appears from outer appearances to be planetary destruction as we send forth all kinds of pollution, chaos, and discord into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of the planet. The patterns for the new earth that are now flowing in through and around the mental and emotional strata, directly pouring into the mental and emotional strata from the causal body of God. These patterns are wonderful and resonate with mutual respect for all life on earth. They reverberate with oneness and reverence for life. They contain the viable solutions for every malady existing on this planet. There are ideas for alternative energy and fuel systems that will not pollute the air or use up our limited resources. Ideas for alternate plans for food production that will feed the entire planet effortlessly. Ideas for alternative economic systems that will bring prosperity and abundance to all humanity. There are ideas for alternative health systems that will will allow each person to access the optimum treatment for their particular affliction. There are ideas for alternative ways of disposing of and recycling our excess so that we will stop polluting our beloved earth and our earth will flourish. And there are limitless other ideas for alternatives that will transform this planet into the patterns of perfection for the new earth. It's time for us to recognize and accept that we live in the physical plane of existence, and we must deal with this physical reality. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate all of the negativity that we have projected onto the elemental kingdom that is now reflecting the pain and suffering of the world. The fact that we must deal with this physical reality means that if we're going to bring the new, innovative ideas from the causal body of God into physical manifestation, we must utilize the existing means of exchange, which at the present time, we've created a monetary system. So in order to change things and to make big differences, we need to have financial freedom. Money needs to be involved with that. It is time for the awakening lightworkers of the world to open up to the limitless flow of God's abundance so that we can have the necessary money that we need to accomplish the magnificent goals and the ideas that are pouring into the consciousness of, into our consciousness rather, from the realms of illumined truth. It is time to bring these ideas into physical reality. What's happening now is that lightworkers are reaching out, they're tapping into these patterns of perfection, but they don't have the wherewithal to bring them into manifestation. So, for instance, when they tap into all kinds of alternative fuel systems, the oil companies, which know this would conflict with their profits, buy the patents for millions of dollars and file them in File 13 so that they'll never be developed, so that they won't lose their advantage and the prosperity and that they are making by destroying the earth with fossil fuels. It is time for us to bring these new ideas into physical reality, and we have to have a higher consciousness and a flow of abundance in order to do that. So in order to help us accomplish this, we are being given superhuman assistance. Literally, the entire company of heaven is joining forces in this endeavor, and the opportunity being presented to us to achieve permanent financial freedom is unprecedented. We must remember, however, that not even God will interfere with our free will choices. So we have to be co-creators in this process. In order for us to fully benefit from this unparalleled opportunity, we must take the necessary action and choose on a conscious level to release and transmute all acceptance of poverty and poverty consciousness, lack and limitation, transmuting these distorted belief systems, cause, core, effect, record, and memory. We must also transmute, through the power of forgiveness, all we have ever done to abuse the substance of money, all we have ever done to manipulate, dominate, control, or hurt any part of life through selfishness, greed, or the misuse of money. Even though we may not have any conscious memory of it in this lifetime, we've all been everything and done everything. There are times where we were in dire poverty and people were abusing us through money. And there have been lifetimes where we were financially free and abusing others through the misuse of our money. So in addition to transmuting these old, etheric, obsolete patterns within us, we must also draw forth the law of forgiveness and forgive all of those who in any way use the substance of money to abuse us. We must literally go back in consciousness through ages of time and ask God to transmute every electron of energy, that of our precious life energy, that was ever misqualified through our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs in relation to money. This must penetrate into every existence. absolute abundance, prosperity, opulence, and the God supply of all good things, resulting in our eternal financial freedom. Now, we have all done the best we can according to our wisdom and understanding through our various lifetimes. We don't have to dig up all the memories of exactly how we misused money. We can say generically, we ask our I Am presence, and we can do this on behalf of all humanity, so we can say, I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. What I ask for myself, I ask for all life evolving on this planet. I invoke the violet flame of God's infinite transmutation to flood through all thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, all time frames and dimensions that I have ever existed in, and transmute every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever released that is in any way associated with poverty or poverty consciousness. Now, you can paraphrase that and describe it in any way that's comfortable for you, but that is the gist of the invocation. Then feel that violet flame flooding through your heart flame, through the heart flames of all humanity, flooding in through and around the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of the earth, through the astral plane, through every electron of energy that you have ever released that's vibrating with the frequency of poverty or lack and limitation of any kind. In order for us to accomplish this incredible feat in the time that is necessary in order for us to quickly manifest the patterns of perfection for the new earth, the company of heaven is awaiting the opportunity to assist us. The most intensified activity of the law of forgiveness ever manifest in the history of time is being released now into the atmosphere of earth. This is the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. This sacred fire is pouring forth from the heart of God, and it is vibrating at a frequency of the fifth dimension. This is the frequency of perfection that we have recently moved into as we ascended into the embrace of the new earth on the December solstice in 2012. Since the shift of vibration that took place on the planet on December 21st, 2012, the vibratory rate of Earth has been increasing daily and hourly, the maximum that humanity can endure. We are now capable of withstanding more light than ever before. And it is crucial that we clearly understand that even though this glorious light of forgiveness is available for us to use in order to transmute all poverty consciousness from all time frames and dimensions, both known and unknown, to transmute our past actions and beliefs which are anchored in poverty consciousness, the only way that we will experience the effect of this gift tangibly in our lives, this magnificent violet flame, is to ask for it and ask our I Am presence in the company of heaven to project this light into the divinity of our heart, and then for us to consciously breathe this light forth into the physical plane. It has always been said that God needs a body. The law is that in order for something to manifest in the physical plane, it must be drawn through the divine spark pulsating in the heart of someone abiding in the physical plane. That simply means that even though this splendid gift is pouring into the atmosphere of Earth, if we don't invoke it into our lives and draw it through our heart flame and then project it into our life experiences through our invocations, our prayers, our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we will not receive the benefit of the violet flame or create lives of permanent financial freedom for ourselves, because we'll be still dwelling in the quagmire of poverty consciousness from our past that we have either deliberately or inadvertently created through a lack of awareness. Fortunately, the entire company of heaven, always functioning under the auspices of divine order, never releases such a gift to the infinite minds of humanity without releasing the wisdom and understanding of how to effectively utilize such a precious gift. We have been given guided visualizations and activities of light by the realms of illumined truth, the company of heaven, that will enable each of us to take advantage of this opportunity. Utilizing the violet flame of forgiveness is the first step of a twofold activity of light that is necessary in order to eliminate poverty in our lives. The second step involves creating a new etheric blueprint of prosperity consciousness and integrating that divine pattern into every level of our minds, our feelings, our actions, and our beliefs. So first we invoke the violet flame to transmute all misqualified energy, everything vibrating with any frequency of poverty or poverty consciousness from all time frames and dimensions. And we ask that as we do this for ourselves, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child is being given permission to do this for those people in alignment with their divine plan and their highest good. Then we must create a vision of prosperity consciousness. See money flowing into our lives. See ourselves utilizing that money in ways that add to the light of the world, add to the joy of our lives, enhance life for ourselves, for our loved ones, the people around us, so that our money is being used as a source of good on this planet, to bring in the patterns of perfection, to support and energize and fund activities of light, new ideas, viable solutions for the problems manifesting in the physical plane. Continually work with the violet flame to transmute anything that conflicts with your vision, and then energize your vision. The moment you reach a critical mass so that more of your energy, vibration, and consciousness is empowering your positive vision of prosperity consciousness, and less of your energy is associated with the negativity of the past and poverty consciousness, it will create an unstoppable shift, and your vision of prosperity will begin manifesting in your life. Nothing can stop that shift. So what we have to do is know that we work tenaciously as though this could happen with the very next breath, but we work with the heart commitment and the tenacity that daily and hourly we are going to invoke our I Am presence to transmute the negative thinking from the past, and we are going to invoke our I Am presence to empower our visions, our goals of prosperity consciousness, no matter how long it takes. The time is short for us to bring these patterns into manifestation if we want to quickly experience the wonders and the glory of the new earth. As the Lord's Prayer has decreed, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is what the patterns of perfection of the new earth contain. A clarion call is reverberating throughout the universe, invoking assistance from all of the ascended realms of being on behalf of this planet. And the response is coming from myriad legions of illumined beings, our sisters and brothers that have evolved to a higher level of consciousness from throughout the whole of creation. These glorious beings of light are descending into the atmosphere of Earth. And as they do, they are magnetizing the eternal light of God that is always victorious and breathing it into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional stratas of this planet. So these patterns of perfection are pulsating in through and around us. These are the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. But in order to bring them into physical manifestation, we must draw them through our conscious mind into our heart flame and then send them forth through our invocations, our thoughts, our words, our actions, our feelings, and our beliefs. As these patterns are magnetized, the eternal light of God that is always victorious is increasing and increasing. As one unified presence with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on the planet, one holy breath with the collective body of humanity, one heartbeat, one thought, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure God light, the company of heaven is joining us. And they are creating cosmic force fields in the atmosphere of Earth that have the capability of transforming the distorted experience of poverty back into the original divine plan. That plan is for the continual flow of the infinite abundance of God to pour into the hands in use, into the everyday lives of all life streams evolving on this planet. Every person that is willing to utilize this abundance for the transformation of the planet, for the healing of humanity, and for the highest good of all concerned, with integrity, with honesty, with compassion, and with the full momentum of generosity and pure divine love. The cosmic force field has the power to change our earthly experience at an atomic cellular level, and it will shift our vibratory rate into a new etheric blueprint of prosperity consciousness. This sacred gift is available for all who choose to lift up in consciousness and magnetize its holy essence into the physical plane of Earth. We have been given a guided visualization that will assist each of us to do just that. The wonderful thing about the divine intervention that is taking place on Earth is that we don't have to fully understand it. We don't have to believe it. We don't even have to accept it. All we have to do to benefit from this influx of light that is now flowing in through and around every particle of life on Earth is to ask through the presence of God anchored in our hearts. Ask that this gift of love from our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven flows into our lives. We've all heard the expression, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open. These words are not just a lofty platitude or religious rhetoric. They express a universal law, a profound truth. If you will just trust enough to ask God to allow these divine gifts to flow into your life, on the return current of that heartfelt plea, you will begin to experience frequencies of prosperity flowing into your life. So as you transmute the past with a violet flame, all of your past poverty consciousness, and empower through these gifts prosperity consciousness, and your vision of prosperity, you will quickly reach that cosmic and profound level of consciousness that will bring prosperity into your life, the critical mass of a new reality. So as you listen to these words, ask the presence of God pulsating within you to filter out every trace of human consciousness and accept only the words that resonate as truth in your heart. Know that this information is adding to the building momentum of prosperity consciousness in your own individual life and in the lives of all humanity as well. Then step by step, your physical reality will change. And instead of reflecting lack and limitation, you will begin to reflect the God supply of all good things, prosperity, abundance, opulence, and financial freedom. So in order to claim your prosperity, the divine gifts from the realms of perfection that are being made available to all humanity during this cosmic moment, the patterns of perfection for the new earth that will result in planetary transformation must be magnetized into the physical plane of earth through our God selves and not through our lower human ego. This is why it is very important that we always say, I am my I am presence, and I am one with the I am presence of all of humanity. That immediately invokes and brings to the fore the divinity within us rather than our fragmented, fear-based lower human consciousness. Our lower human egos are composed of a synthesis of all of the activities that we have expressed through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies during our earthly sojourn. This part of our identity was created gradually as we experienced life through our limited physical senses. This fragmented, fear-based human ego is the one that manipulated us into believing in lack and limitation, that there wasn't enough. And as long as we believed that, we created the situations and manifested that in our life. It's time now to realize this is not who we are. We are not this fragmented, fear-based human ego. We are our I am presence, our divinity. This is the part of us that is created in God's image, one with our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I am, all that is. When we actually accept our I am presence as ourself, rather than some separate self that we have to invoke and communicate with, or occasionally call upon, our lives will reflect an entirely new picture, and instead of poverty, we'll create prosperity. So now, as we are given the opportunity through this divine intervention, we have the ability to pass over the threshold into the new earth, into individual and planetary transformation. Our I am presence is one with the all-encompassing presence of God, and this aspect of our divinity continually is prodding and prompting us ever onward to our highest potential. When we give our I am presence dominion in our lives, we are lifted into octaves of awareness and understanding that enable us to clearly know all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. We need to just claim it and bring it into manifestation through our positive thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Then we will recognize that prosperity is our natural state of being, and abundance is available in every aspect of our lives now. Everything is comprised of universal light substance that pours forth from the core of creation of our Father, Mother, God. And everything is now vibrating with unformed primal light substance. It is limitless. So our infinite abundance is ours. As we harmoniously focus our attention on the perfection of our I am presence, our lower human personality is lifted up and integrated into that presence of light. Then we're able to function on earth as the children of God that we truly are. We accomplish this integration by going within and reestablishing a loving relationship with our I am presence. When we do this, we begin to recognize and accept, I am my I am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all of humanity. Then an awakening takes place, and we begin to activate within our consciousness the deep memory that has always been known as our divinity. From this level of consciousness, we know through every fiber of our beings, I am prosperity. I am the continual flow of God's abundance. I am eternal peace. We understand that the presence of God always pulsates within our heart, and it is all-knowing, all-caring, all-loving, and all-powerful. So now, all is in readiness. To participate in this divine activity of light, drawing forth this gift from on high, sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Allow your hands to rest gently in your lap with your palms facing upward. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, let all of the tension of the day just drop away and feel yourself becoming completely relaxed. Now breathe in again, and as you exhale, feel your I Am presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Feel the deep inner glow of your I Am presence, a glow of peace and well-being, reverberating with the infinite, transfiguring divine love of our Father, Mother, God. Know that you are the open door that no one can shut. Now follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. I know and accept that through this invocation, my I Am presence has taken full demand of my earthly bodies. I am able to hear the still, small voice within. And I know, beloved I Am, you are in me, and I am in thee. I know I am that I am. I am a radiant being of light. I am one with the energy, vibration, and consciousness of the all-encompassing presence of God. I am one with the divine love that fills the universe with the glory of itself. I am one with every particle of life. I am one with the divine plan for planet Earth. I am one with the infinite flow of God's abundance and eternal peace. I am that I am. A reactivation and initiation into multidimensional awareness is now occurring within me as I cross the threshold into the frequencies of vibration of the fifth dimensional new earth. I am lifted up closer in vibration to the heart and mind of my Father, Mother, God. The pre-encoded memories that were implanted deep within my cellular patterns eons ago are being activated. These patterns clearly reveal to me my divine plan, my purpose and reason for being. As this occurs, I am experiencing a great soaring and awakening as I remember my divine heritage. I step over the threshold through the doorway into multidimensional reality. Here I am empowered with even more rarefied frequencies of divinity. Moment to moment, this radiant light is awakening within me previously untapped levels of wisdom, enlightenment, illumination and understanding. I easily grasp each divine thought and idea, and as I do, avenues of opportunity unfold before me. I feel a sense of elation as each opportunity presents itself and is clearly recorded in my etheric body to be drawn forth into my conscious mind at a future moment when I need it the most. I joyously seize the divine opportunities, and I feel a greater sense of self-worth and accomplishment than ever before. My life is now pulsating with a sense of new meaning and warmth. And I am lifted higher into the realms of perfection. And now higher. And now higher. In this realm, I easily release and let go of attachments and behavior patterns that do not support my highest good. I release all patterns that reflect a consciousness less than prosperity. I recognize this is the moment of my new beginning. I now have the absolute ability to create prosperity consciousness, and I can do so easily and effortlessly. As this occurs, I am experiencing true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. And I am able to transform every aspect of my life right here and right now. Change is manifesting through divine grace and love. As each aspect of my life that needs changing surfaces before me, I easily love it free, blaze the violet flame through it, forgive myself for my preconceived transgressions of the laws of prosperity. I know I am a child of God, and that I deserve to be loved and forgiven. As these changes take place, I am experiencing a sense of inner calm, patience, and silence. I am in the divine flow of my true God reality, my I Am presence. I am one with the infinite intelligence within me, and I am always able to make correct choices that support the infinite flow of God's abundance. I love myself unconditionally, and I am grateful for this opportunity to change, which I accept with deep humility. The divine power to sustain these changes is continually flowing through me. And from this moment forth, I choose to create a life of prosperity, and only that which supports my highest good. Once again, I am lifted higher into the realms of perfection. I now focus on the sacred essence of my holy breath. I realize that with every breath I take, I extend in consciousness through my eternal journey into infinity, to the never-ending source of perfection. And with every out-breath, I magnetize the full momentum of that perfection and all of the patterns of perfection for the new earth, and breathe them forth to bless all life on this planet. My in-breath is the portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. And my out-breath is the source of all divine blessings for humanity and the planet, flooding the earth with the infinite abundance and eternal peace of my Father, Mother, God. I now consecrate and dedicate myself to be the eternal open door for this sacred gift of life. With every breath I take, the golden light of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace continually flows through my heart flame and through the heart flames of all humanity to shift the reality of earth into the infinite abundance of God. Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the flaming hand of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the flaming hand of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the flaming hand of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. I now release and let go of every pattern of imperfection associated with poverty consciousness and the new reality of the infinite abundance of God is manifest in my life here and now, bringing forth the divine momentum of God's infinite abundance. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow the transfiguring divine love of my Father, Mother, God to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this occurs, the infinite golden flow of God's abundance and eternal peace expands from the transfiguring divine love to bless all life. Feeling these energies now, secured, I breathe in deeply, become aware of my physical body, inhaling, exhaling, and when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Precious hearts, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making the information from the beings of light in the realms of living truth available to everyone who is interested. We offer free seminars throughout the United States of America and freely share the information on a global scale through our website and our free monthly newsletters that you can sign up for. Through this radio program that you have access to, and it's the archives are available for free on our website. We also have videos that you can watch. There are 13 webinars that you can watch for free. We have YouTube videos. We have books, CDs, DVDs that will help you bring this information to a conscious level. This is really a critical moment on this planet, and it's important for all of us to stay focused on the reality of what we want rather than what we don't want. There's so much negativity that often it's created a lot of worry in our lives. The beings of light have said that worry is a way of praying for what you do not want. So what we need to do is focus our attention on what we want. And there are now many, many tools and things that will assist us in doing just that. So please visit our website. It's eraofpeace.org, ERA, era of, O-F, www.awakenyourdivine.org. Sign up and be on our monthly email list, and we'll send you the free newsletter where we share information that's being given to us currently by the beings of light to assist us. Global activities, you can find out where the free seminars are on our website and where other speaking engagements will be or other things that you might be interested in participating in. So know that this is a time when we are receiving more assistance than ever before from the company of heaven, and that that information is being made readily available to anyone who is interested. So I love you, and I am very, very grateful for your willingness to add to the light of the world. Please join with us again next week as we continue our activities of light. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.